Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Common Sense Conversations with the Alliance for Gun Responsibility. Thank you all for tuning in today. We're so excited to have Senator Marco Elias and Representative Javier Valdez with us today to talk about high capacity magazines. Welcome to you both, and thank you so much for taking time to chat.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, happy to be here.
Great. Well, you have both been such champions of gun responsibility in the legislature for years. And I want to start by giving you the opportunity to share with us why this issue is important to you and why you think the legislature needs to act to address gun violence. And Rep. Valdez, why don't we start with you?
Sure. Thanks, Renee. Well, I just think when it comes to gun safety, our public is tired of the violence that occurs with these weapons that are used just to cause one thing, that is to kill people and to hurt people. And I think our public has gotten to the point where, they're tired of turning on the news and seeing some mass shooting that happened. And it's time for us to act. I mean, for me on a personal level, I mean, there was a tragedy that occurred in my hometown of Moses Lake, over 20 years ago. In the school that I too went to school at, at that junior high school. And, it's resonated with me ever since that, we must do better as a state and as a country to curtail gun violence, and limiting the amount of high capacity magazines that one can possess is just a small step to do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Rep. Valdez. And you and I share in that tragedy and in our hometown. So I appreciate you, you bringing that up. Senator.
Yeah, just like Representative Valdez, I think, and like so many Americans, I think enough is enough. Something needs to change, and we've got to do more to save lives, especially when we look at high-capacity magazines. Essentially, every mass shooting, this has been a common theme. So it is continuing to do damage to our communities. And just like you and Representative Valdez, I have a personal connection myself in Mukilteo in 2016. We had a preventable tragedy. We lost three beautiful young lives, Jordan Ebner, Jake Long, and Anna Bowie. Paul Kramer's son, he's a friend of mine. I've known him from when he was on our Parks Commission, when I was on the city council there. His son, Will, was seriously injured, was at Harborview for weeks. And, we have to do more to prevent tragedies like this. The only reason there wasn't more damage in Mukilteo, more lives lost, is because the shooter had to go reload and at that point fled and the violence ended. So we've seen that this issue is one of the pivotal ones that will help us reduce the damage of mass violence. And, we've got to both connect to our personal experiences, but also just say enough is enough. We've got to end this and move forward.
Well, and I think the three of us represent something that is often misunderstood, that I think if people think hard enough, everyone has a personal story. Everyone has a personal connection to someone that they've lost or someone that they know has lost someone. And sadly, this is a unifying issue in terms of people really being impacted by gun violence. So again, just so thankful for both of you and your leadership in this fight with us. Now, I want to dig a little bit more deeply into the policy itself. You're both sponsoring bills to restrict access to high-capacity magazines, which is a policy that we've been pushing for the last 2 years in Olympia. And so can you tell us a little bit more about the policy and why the legislation is important? And let's start with you, Senator. And then when we get over to you, Representative, would love to hear about, the fight that you had in the House last year. And again, I've said this so many times that we so appreciate the level to which you were willing to go to the mat for this policy. So Senator Elias.
Yeah, thanks. And I'll just start by saying, without Representative Valdez and the work the House did, it really mobilized voters in the fall to make this an issue they're talking to folks running for the legislature around. So we wouldn't be where we are today without the Alliance, without Representative Valdez, without the leadership in the House of Representatives. And I'm honored to be on the team to help deliver this. I think the reason we've got to address high capacity magazines is this is linked to more fatalities from mass shootings. We know that 150% more people people are wounded, over 50% more people are killed in these mass shootings because of high capacity magazines, according to data that's been collected. We also know that if you look at all of the most high profile mass shootings of the last few years, Parkland, Newtown, Las Vegas, and others, that high capacity magazines are a common denominator that allowed more damage, more loss of life, and more violence. And those critical moments when a shooter has to reload, whether it was at Newtown in that moment, 11 kids, as I understand it, were able to flee while the shooter was being forced to reload. In other places, when they go to reload, the gun jams and someone else is able to intervene to stop the violence. This is a critical step. The other piece that's really important is it builds on our existing work, where we're trying to tackle common sense restrictions that balance our legitimate constitutional rights under the Second Amendment with the need for public safety. So by expanding our really successful background check system to gun accessories like this, we're building on top of existing laws that are already working. And I think it sends a message to the courts that this is part of our continuing efforts to balance these constitutional interests. We all have a constitutional right to life as well as a constitutional right to bear arms. We've got to balance those two rights in ways that protect safety and respect reasonable gun owners.
Great. Thank you, Senator. Representative, and could you touch a little bit on how things played out in the House last year?
Sure. So, yeah. So last year in the House, the bill, again, to limit the high capacity magazine bill was led in the House. Heard that in the Civil Rights and Judiciary Committee, obviously, of course, very passionate from both sides on getting that bill. And, but you know, and we had, you know, when we heard, from so many individuals about the importance of passing this and why for the importance of keeping our people safe, that we had to do the right thing and pass this out. And we did that. We had a tough vote in a committee and got that out. But when it was ready to get onto the floor for a full House vote, one of the things that we let everybody down on was that the bill title was a little broad, and that allowed the opposition to file 120 amendments on the bill. And if you did the math, that if each member from the other side spoke their full time allotment on each of the 120 amendments, it would have taken a week of debate on the House floor, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to get through every 120 of those amendments. So unfortunately, because of timing, the bill just couldn't get any farther. And what's unfortunate about that is that, you know, we had a lot of momentum on this bill last year, and but if there were lessons learned, is that we needed to ensure that our bill title was tight and ensure that going forward in 2021, we could not allow for the 120 minutes, to be filed. And we did that. You know, we worked with staff. We worked with the Alliance for Gun Responsibility on the bill, tightening up that bill title. And then what you see on front on both the bill that I filed and, of course, the bill that's running through right now in the state Senate reflects that hard work.
No, thank you for that. I'm sorry, as I'm sitting here reliving those horrible moments last session. Yeah. But I think it's important for people to understand just how much work was put into this. And I think to what Senator Leah said earlier, that without your really going to the mat last session on this bill, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thank you for that again. So as we speak, the Senate vehicle for this bill is in exec session, and we're hoping it may have already happened for a vote out of committee today. So Rep. Valdez, can you tell us what we can do from the Alliance and our thousands and thousands of supporters across the state, assuming it gets off the floor in the Senate, to really make this happen in the House this year?
Sure. There are a few steps definitely I encourage members to take. Once it gets passed out of the Senate, and I'm confident it will get passed out of the Senate, it'll come over to the House, the Civil Rights and Judiciary Committee. So your members need a reminding, all members on our committee, and especially our chair, Chair Hansen, about the importance of making sure it gets heard in committee, and then the importance of getting that on the exact calendar and voted out of committee. But I also think it's really important that it's really important that your members, if they live in districts where there are members of the committee, but also, of course, in the legislature who are not supportive of the bill, we need your members to step up, contact them, advocate to their legislators in those districts where those members may not support this crucial, you know, gun safety bill. And that's, you know, it's one thing to hear from your own constituents when you're aggrieved, but members, again, where they may not favor this bill so much, the more they hear from their constituents who do agree with the bill, that does carry a lot more weight, obviously.
Yeah, that's a good point. And we know that the majority of people across the state do agree with this bill. So that's a very good point. I know we're running close to out of time here. So Senator Elias, want to give you a chance to let people know what they can do to be helping with the next step in the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing I will add as the bill moves over the House is the power of testimony. And so many wonderful Washingtonians joined in the public hearing to share first person stories around the impacts of gun violence. So that's another really valuable way. We have the one tiny blessing of this remote session has been the opportunity for people all over the state to weigh in on bills. There's been a lot of other negative elements, but getting more public testimony is valuable. But yes, as this moves forward, you know, we need each of our Senate Democrats to feel like this is an important priority, to hear loud and clear from folks in their communities, because we are going to have to, you know, face the prospect, hopefully, of not 120 amendments, but we expect that our opponents will wage similar tactics. So we just need to sort of keep our team energized and motivated for the work ahead and reminded why this is important. And then to Rep. Valdez's point, I think we need to hear from folks all over the state. And, you know, our opposition, particularly in the Senate Republican caucus, they need to be held accountable as well for why they're not acting on this important issue. So I do think right now emails and calls, and I know the Alliance does a great job of alerting folks when it's most valuable. I think having folks respond to those alerts, to contact their lawmakers, if you have time to set up an appointment and make these arguments in person using Zoom, obviously, in this remote session, that's also really powerful. But the Alliance, I really appreciate your team kind of letting folks know at the critical moments, because sometimes we get really busy in the process and it's valuable to have a partner who can alert people that, like, today, this minute, we need folks to weigh in. So I really encourage folks to stay close to the Alliance and to respond when you hear those action alerts, because that's so really important in the next couple weeks.
Appreciate that. And we have our marching orders for sure. So last question, really quick. I would love to hear from each of you the thing you're looking forward to most once we get vaccinated and beyond our current situation with COVID.
For me, it's actually getting to go visit my hometown of Moses Lake and at my childhood home for a little bit. That actually is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, and I think I'm looking forward most to just being able to hug and touch the people I love again. You know, I haven't been able to hug my grandmother in a year, and so I look forward to just being able to connect and have that that human connection that technology doesn't provide, and not have to be behind masks and not being so socially distant. And, you know, I feel like I've got a lot of hugs to catch up on with people that I love. And hopefully this bill passes and we can also make sure a lot of Washingtonians can continue to share those hugs into the future by reducing violence in our communities.
Great answers. And Rep. Valdez, maybe I'll see you in Moses Lake.
All right. Still the same house.
Yes. Okay.
My mom's still in the same house for the last 50 years. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And
yeah.
Late breaking news. I just got a message from Senator Peterson, the chair of Law and Justice. The bill did pass out of the Law and Justice Committee today. So it is on its way to the Senate, which is exciting.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. We could not ask for better champions. Appreciate you both so much. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Take care. And thank you for all that you do.